Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Swing into spring with music, community, and the beauty of Resurrection Bay at the Seward Salmon and Song Festival. This two-day family-friendly festival blends roots, rhythm, and the rugged Alaskan coast in an unforgettable setting. This year's musical lineup features genre-bending Americana favorites and high-energy soul and folk. Assistant Director for Salmon Fest, David Stearns, says they've been approached about putting on other events throughout the year. However, they were selective until Miller's Landing reached out, checking every criteria box.
We love Seward, and obviously the Kenai Peninsula is our home. And so, you know, we thought, you know, this seems like a perfect way to kind of launch a new boutique show and kind of do something for, you know, Alaskans, you know, locals in the shoulder season when there's not as much going on.
Miller's Landing Resort is nestled at the ocean's edge and surrounded by mountains. Minutes from downtown Seward, festival goers can enjoy food, art and craft vendors, excursions like bay cruises and tours, and music under the stars.
We're hoping to do it for a long time and have it be kind of a boon for the local economy and the people of Seward.
Tickets range from $20 to $49 depending on the pass individuals choose to purchase. There are also discounts for teens and seniors. The festival is on May 17th and 18th at Miller's Landing. Music will start at 6 p.m. on Saturday and again at 11 a.m. on Sunday. For more information about tickets, camping and RV reservations, and adventure bookings, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has approved a change to its hiring policy aimed at giving more flexibility to promote proven employees already working within the borough. Ordinance 2025-05, introduced by Mayor Peter Michicki, passed unanimously at Tuesday night's meeting and allows department heads to recommend internal candidates for job openings even if they don't meet the usual minimum years of experience. The recommendation must still be approved by the Human Resources Director and the Mayor. Assemblymember Tyson Cox voiced his support of the change.
Some of the restrictions on it, we're making it so that people here that are qualified to do the work, we're having a hard time being able to get into those positions, and this will allow them to do it at the authority of the administration.
Human Resources Director Justin Huff said the new approach will allow the borough to retain high-performing staff who've demonstrated the skills to do the work but may not have the traditional credentials on paper. The updated hiring policy takes effect immediately. Catholic leaders in Alaska are reacting to the election of the first-ever American Pope. Archbishop Andrew Belisario of the Archdiocese of Anchorage, Juneau, said he's thrilled after Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost from Chicago was named the new Pope on Thursday.
I'm actually thrilled, first of all, that we have a Pope. We were in a time of mourning, and now we move into this time of joy. I'm very happy that we have a pope, but I'm very happy it's him, and I'm happy it's an American, too.
Prevost takes the name Pope Leo XIV. Father Madison Hayes of the Matsu Valley said he's surprised but excited to see an American pope elected. The 69-year-old Pope Leo was born in Chicago and attended Villanova in Philadelphia. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A man arrested in connection to the murder of an 18-year-old woman in Anchorage 4 years ago has made his first court appearance after refusing to appear twice. Reports say 24-year-old Damian Hill appeared in court for his third rescheduled arraignment yesterday after twice refusing transport from jail for the hearing. Hill was arraigned on one count of first-degree murder and two counts of second-degree murder for the murder of Caitlin Shellhammer in 2021. Hill's bail is set at $500,000. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.